listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We will be getting to Dane Fife and that whole situation with Michigan State basketball shortly, I promise you. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer Scott Eckersley, talking NFL draft. We were talking Lions. We're going to make it a little bit more broad now, talk about a lot of these prospects. Who needs what in the NFL draft? And first, I want to talk about the quarterbacks. Everybody talks about the quarterbacks. We saw all the John Gruden stuff, Scott. I look at this quarterback class. I think two teams are going to end up making a huge mistake and setting their franchises back even further by buying into the hype of a player like Blaine Gabbert and Cam Newton or Andy Dalton or any of these guys. I look at this quarterback class. I don't see a single Pro Bowler among them. Not one. And in fact, the only one I think has the potential to get that good would be Ryan Mallett. However, I'm not worried about the character issues of Ryan Mallett. I sort of overlook those, just like I kind of overlook the character issues of Cam Newton. I'm not too worried about it. In fact, when I watched the John Gruden thing with Cam Newton, I was actually impressed by him.
Really?
A lot of people were turned off by him.
I was.
People thought he was cocky. I thought it was very confidence. I thought he had a swagger about him that he really does believe he's this good. And I will say this like I say I want my military people, okay? I don't particularly like people in the Marines or the Army. I think they're kind of jerks. However, that's what I want in my military. I want people who are full of themselves. I want people who are cocky. And it's the same thing out of my quarterback. I want a guy who believes that he is as good as advertised. And some quarterbacks, I think, don't actually believe it. I look at Jake Locker, and I think Jake Locker doesn't believe he's as good as people are hyping him up to be. I don't think he believes it. I just look at his attitude, and I don't think he actually believes it. Cam Newton, I know a lot of people think he's cocky. I think he believes it, and I think that's important coming in as a rookie.
I'm perfectly fine with his swagger. That's not what I took away from the Camp QB, the Gruden, whatever it's called. I came away that he's dumb. He couldn't name a single play that they run in their offense. You go into that name. Tell me a play call. He goes, oh man, you're putting me on the spot. Oh, and maybe it was produced a little bit, maybe, but that's how simple it was. And he doesn't know. He's like, well, really, it was just so simple because simple is fast. No, you still know what plays you called. How can you not name a single play in your whole playbook?
Well, I think I agree with you. But at the same time, to have the type of season he had, you can't just wing it. Okay, you've got to know your offense. You can't just wing that. You've got to know where receivers are. You've got to know the reads. You've got to know where your blocks are going and things of that nature to be able to do what he did.
That's why I think he might just be all raw athletic ability. Because of that, that kind of throws it in more to that where it's more of the backyard football. We're just going to play it as it's kind of going. I'm looking, he's open, or I'm running. We already knew that it was simplified. The offense was very simplified. It was, if that receiver's open, throw it. If he's not, I'm running. That's fine. I'm fine with that being the offense, but if he doesn't even know what it is, and for the NFL offenses, they are so complex. Like it just kind of showed to me that he was just playing on raw physical ability, which is great. Shows he has a ton, but I don't like it to be the quarterback of my team.
Okay, that's fair enough. And I'm not saying Cam Newton is going to be a good NFL quarterback. In fact, I think if Carolina picks him number one, I think it's a terrible mistake. First of all, you've already invested a second round pick in Jimmy Clausen. You gave him one season where his two running backs were both injured for most of the year, and on top of it, he had nobody to throw to and an offensive line that couldn't protect him. Now, I don't know many rookies that would have handled that situation very well, so I think they might be giving up on Jimmy. Although I don't like Jimmy Clausen, I think you are giving up on a second-round pick quarterback way too early when you give him half a season with nobody to work with, and then say, oh, nope, he's not the one, let's go to Cam Newton. I don't see what Cam Newton brings to the table that Jimmy Clausen does not bring to the table.
Fans.
Yes, but for how long?
One season of struggling?
One season. You know, a lot of people said the same thing about Jamarcus Russell. Well, he'll bring in fans to Oakland. No. How long did that last? How long did Ryan Leaf last as far as bringing fans in? NFL fans are smart. NFL fans know when they've got a talented player and know when they need to cut somebody loose. And I think they will look at Cam Newton and they will give him about 4 games before they start jumping on him. And like I said, I think Cam Newton can handle that from an attitude perspective, but from a talent perspective, I don't know if he can. I think that is a big mistake. The other big mistake is Blaine Gabbert. This is a guy that in his senior year in the Missouri offense.
Junior year. He left early. Junior year.
No. Was he a junior? Okay. Fair enough. In his junior year, 3,100 yards passing, 63%, 16 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Now, to put that in perspective, Chase Daniel, the quarterback before him, the guy that is glued to the bench, I don't even think he was drafted. I think he was an undrafted free agent with New Orleans. Maybe he was drafted in the 5th or 6th round. Chase Daniel, his senior year, in the same offense, 4,300 yards passing, 72% completion, 39 touchdowns, 8 yards per attempt to Blaine Gabbert, 6 yards per attempt.
In college, a quarterback should have the most disgustingly gaudy numbers there are. You shouldn't have mediocre 1.5 touchdown
this
a game numbers.
This reeks of combine player. It reeks of that.
He's hyped because he's 6'4", and he's got the body.
Yes, and he's got good motion in his throw and things of that nature. But the bottom line is, if the Buffalo Bills take him, if the Arizona Cardinals take him, if somebody takes him, and they don't have, if it's anybody but the Bengals, who might have Carson Palmer for another year to develop this guy, I think it's a horrible mistake and it's going to set their franchise back 5 years. Just my prediction. Should we talk more draft?
Why not?
Let's roll with it. We're going to talk more draft next hour. We also will get to Dane Fife at 9:20 to talk about Michigan State basketball. Jim Comperoni will be with us at 10:30 to talk about that. Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press will be with us at 10 to talk more about the NFL draft and the Detroit Lions. We'll also get to Tigers and Wings. We got a lot to talk about. But coming up next, more NFL draft. Weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.